back, another Comp Vegas podcast. I'll be up front, this is going to be a short one this week, but there are a few news items that I thought were worth talking about, some upgrades to some players club options out there. Wrapped up most of my trip reports from October and December on the last episode, so time to dig into something else. First thing I want to talk about is a recent change with Total Rewards. Now, 2 years ago, the best deal was to sign up for the free Total Rewards credit card. That automatically gave you platinum status, and at that time, platinum status waived your resort fees at all the Total Rewards properties, which was a huge deal at the time. Not having to put in any extra coin in, just signing up for that credit card was a very nice perk. Also gave you a bunch of other, you know, buffet of buffets pass, $100 in reward credits. Well, I think the other two options are still on there, but the platinum option is really a little bit worthless now since they eliminated that resort fee waiving right, I guess you could call it. So it moved up to diamond. You had to get diamond status to get the resort fee waived. And I mentioned it before, that's the biggest benefit I receive out of being diamond status from Total Rewards. Having that resort fee waived, that's saving me $30+ every day I'm staying at a property. And if I'm booking 3 trips a year, you know, a little less than $500 just in resort fees once they start to really add up. So the problem, though, is Total Rewards, even though they waive that fee, you never actually got any of the benefits. So you don't have to pay the resort fee, but you're not going to get the free Wi-Fi. And really, that's the only option that means anything with those resort fees. There might be fitness center access or free local calls or whatever that garbage is. But the Wi-Fi was really the kicker. So if you wanted the free Wi-Fi, you had to basically pay a Wi-Fi fee every day. And pretty much you're sucked right back into the resort fee if that was something that you needed. Now, I never opted for that option. I would just kind of use the data on my phone for those few days if I had to. And I'd usually be juggling a couple different properties, and I would have a property on that trip that would include Wi-Fi. An example of that would be any of the B-connected properties. So Gold Coast, Sam's Town, Orleans, and now even the downtown properties include Wi-Fi. The resort fees are true resort fee waived when you get a comped room at those properties. So Gold Coast comps me 2 nights. They have a $10 resort fee normally. I don't have to pay that resort fee with my comped room, and I get access to Wi-Fi in my room and fitness center and all that other garbage. It's all included. It's a comped room. It's a true comped room. And that's what everything used to be. But when these resort fees rolled out, they started adding on this garbage with the comped rooms, and it's made it pretty unbearable to get an affordable room on the strip. Cosmopolitan also does this, and all the M Life properties. With all the recent news of the parking fees being added and the profit growth plan, all that garbage, it's another thing that's making that property less and less appealing to stay at. The one exception was Mandalay Bay. Every time I stayed, which I think I stayed 2 different times last year, it was a comped room, and they did not charge me the resort fee, and I did receive free Wi-Fi access. Don't know if that's still the case. It's been about a half a year since I've been there, so that could have changed by now, but like I said, with all the other changes with M Life, it's really not really worth it anymore. So Total Rewards, I come back around to that. I mentioned a recent change, and I put it on Twitter when I first got the email from Total Rewards, and you know, I got a couple comments back that, well, they've always waived the resort fees. Why is that something new? But they're actually giving you all the benefits of that resort fee now to Diamond and Seven Stars members. So it's basically what it should have always been. You get the resort fee waived, and you actually get the benefits of the free Wi-Fi in the room. So that started this year, and that's a welcome change to the Total Rewards program. I am happy about that, and it makes me feel a little better about securing diamond status for this year. So my plan is, in the next month or so, to actually sit down and put something on my website. It's been many months since I've updated that thing. But my plan is to give a breakdown of what's attainable in a year of the different loyalty card programs out there, and what level, basically a cost-benefit analysis. So what's going to be your best bang for your buck for each property? For example, Total Rewards, I think once you hit that diamond status, you stop right there. You cut yourself off. If you hit it for the year, that's that main goal. There's not enough benefit to put an extra, I think you need another 25,000 total reward tier credits to get to the aspirations level one or whatever the hell it is. If you hit the diamond level, that gives you the resort fees waived and the diamond lounge and all that good stuff. So that is the breaking point for that program. Some other ones that I'm still signed up with for this year is M-Life. I am M-Life Gold, and the only way I get that is by signing up for the Hyatt credit card. So Visa makes a Hyatt credit card that's actually, the sign-up is really good. When you first sign up for it, you get two free nights to any Hyatt hotel property worldwide. It could be Hawaii, Japan, New York City, Chicago, anywhere, any two nights, doesn't matter if it's a weekend or not. I actually used mine at the Bellagio when I signed up for the card, since M-Life properties are also linked with Hyatt. So that actually gave me two free nights. I booked them midweek and ended up getting an upgrade to a suite the time I used that reward. So it's a nice perk there. The downside of the card is there is an annual fee. I want to say it's about $90. So the annual fee is a little bit of a downside there, but the perk is you get one free Hyatt night at a Category 4 property every year. So if you count that $90 as a one-night room at a Hyatt, if you think you can make that work within a year, it's pretty much a trade-off there. And the biggest benefit that I signed up for the card for was you automatically get tier-matched into M-Life's Gold program, because the Hyatt credit card gives you the platinum status, I believe, in the Hyatt reward program, which I never really use the card too much to get any points for Hyatt properties. But by signing up for that card, you can actually do it right from the website. And I think I still have a link on my website at compvegas.com that kind of shows you the link to do this. But once you're approved and you sign up for that card, you can link it to show M-Life that you are a platinum Hyatt member, and it gives you the gold status through M-Life. You can also do it right at the M-Life Players Club by bringing in that credit card, and they'll tier match you right there. Now, when you compare membership benefits to M-Life versus Total Rewards, really Total Rewards puts M-Life to shame. There's not much benefit going up the tiers until you get to their top of the line black card or whatever the hell it is, but it's very unattainable for me to ever do that. And signing up for this card, not having to put any dollars in the machine, gives me automatic gold status and lets me focus on other loyalty programs. But back to what gold gets you, really, there's probably two to three benefits that are nice. The line pass at buffets, and I believe coffee shops too. So if there's a super long line, you want to eat at the Bellagio buffet, there's a separate line for Pearl and above. So Pearl and Gold and Platinum and all their other cards higher than that can go to the separate line and get quicker access in. The bigger benefit to me is the faster earning of express comps. And that's, I believe it earns it at a 20% higher rate than normal. And you earn those on slots in video poker. You used to earn it on table games, and you still can earn it on table games in Detroit. But in Las Vegas, they did stop that this year, which kind of sucks. Like I said, another devaluation of the M-Life program, in my opinion. So there's those two options. And what was the third one? Oh, the possibility of maybe getting an upgraded room. And I had, like I said, the Hyatt credit card signed up last, I think it was 2 years ago. And when I got there, I did get upgraded to a suite. I don't know if it had anything to do with being the gold card or that it was a Tuesday afternoon. But either way, I got a beautiful 2,000 plus square foot room at the Bellagio that time for nothing. So it was worthwhile. Like I said, if you can use the free Hyatt night per year, it takes care of that annual fee on the credit card and makes it worthwhile. And it, like I said, gives you automatic gold status every year. So that's a nice perk right now. So that's worth getting. Some of the other properties is Be Connected. I get Sapphire at that club. You need, I believe, 25,000 points to get to Sapphire, which you get a point per dollar on video poker and 2 points per dollar on slots. So if you make, you know, at least two trips a year, it's attainable to do. You can do it within a rolling 12 months to keep that status, which is nice. and that gets you twice the comps on cashback. So normally it would take 1,000 points to get $1 cashback. Now you get $2 back when you cash in that 1,000 because you're earning them at a faster rate. So that's a nice benefit. It's one of the few properties that still give cash back. I don't think there's a place on the strip that still does that. So it's nice to save that up. I'll usually let it get to about $100 or so, and I'll either go to a couple nice restaurants or cash it out at the end of my trip, especially when I'm losing. It's nice to go to the Players Club and redeem those points and get a little bit of money back at the end of the trip. The other nice thing, and it's a benefit I haven't used yet but plan to this year at some point, is Sapphire supposedly gets you free parking downtown Vegas. So I think the Main Street Station parking garage, I believe, will allow Sapphire members to park there for free. So I have to try that to see if that's still something that happens, but it's very difficult to park downtown, at least park downtown for free, unless you're using valet. That's still an option right now. But again, with the upcoming changes on the strip, who knows how long that'll be a viable option. So that's a perk I look forward to trying out this year with Sapphire. And that's it. Those are the only three programs that I actually have something higher than the entry-level status for the card. Well, with the exception of Palms, but that isn't even worth mentioning. Palms is very stingy with giving comped rooms out. Probably has to do with the, you know, high payback video poker that I play there. I don't give them a lot of action on slots or anything with a high house edge. One loyalty program I was trying to get to, and I just couldn't stomach putting any more money towards it, was at the Cosmo. Their Sterling level, I believe, is 5,000 points to get to, and video poker is $6 to get a point. So that's still pretty aggressive, hard to do in one or even two trips if you're staying at multiple properties. And with my last trip, as I mentioned on my last trip report, the video poker got even worse over there, where there was a couple good options before where I felt like I could really make a go for that, especially with my wife and I playing on the same card. And the only perk that I was looking forward to with that is you get a free night at the Cosmo just for getting to that level. And that doesn't include the comps and offers that you would already get just from putting a lot of play on. And my last play, and I think I played October and December trips, I have not received any offers from them at all. So with the recent changes in management there, they might be tightening that up quite a bit. I know they put some big upgrades into their high limit lounge, so they're probably catering more to the higher gambling dollar than what I put out, so not worth it in my opinion. So that's it. Total Rewards, M Life, and Be Connected are the three that I juggle. Be curious of what you guys out there are playing and what you feel is a good benefit to you with the Players Clubs. If you have any tricks to get higher tier statuses, I know occasionally a different Players Club will offer a tier match program. The Palms is actually doing that right now. I've seen on Twitter, I believe through the end of February, you bring in a loyalty card from another property. For example, Diamond will get you to their second to the highest tier level at Palms, and he gave a little free play too. I know Plaza will do that. And it's either once a year or once in a lifetime. I think it's once in a lifetime tier match to their card as well. So there's different options out there. The strip properties don't generally do it too much, but it's another way to at least try out those benefits and see if it's worthwhile to continue playing at a property for that reason. One last tip I can give, and I've kind of mentioned it in times before, is if you do go with someone, especially your significant other, it helps to play on the same card. All right, I think that's going to wrap it up for today. Sorry, it's a little rambly. I didn't take notes or organize or anything for this one, but wanted to at least get a little taste out there of the different programs. Like I said, I want to get a little more detailed and maybe mention some of the best games to play to get to different levels with the different loyalty cards coming up here. With my March trip on the horizon, I plan on putting some craps to a few of these loyalty programs too, to see how points are getting earned that way. So a few things in the pipeline, some things coming soon. If you have any other ideas, reach out to me on Twitter at DTW2LAS. And thanks for listening. See you guys next week.